Beautiful August day this is, isn't it? So I hear some reverberation. I hope you guys have been enjoying this August weather. Have you noticed the humidity is down, the temperature is still up, the sun's shining, and it's cool at night. So I don't know about you, but for me, that's about a perfect weather for summertime. And it's just been lovely, and it looks like, at least for the next 10 days, that we're going to get more of it. So I just am very, very excited about that. So last week we looked at simple and ordinary ways that we become the body of Christ. And I kind of put forth a little bit of a challenge for each of us to say, ask God, what small little step might he be asking you to take that could help you more fully become part of the body of Christ? I'm not going to ask for hands, but I hope that some of you did that. And I hope that there's some little way that you've been contemplating. If not, in a couple of weeks, there will be opportunity out in the foyer. You have this every week, by the way, on the back of your Connect card. But in a couple of weeks, there will be displays out there of all the small groups, of all the ministry teams, and then you will have opportunity to ask questions, to sign up, and to more actively become part of the body. So I put that in your brain to be thinking of that. Today, we're going to look at one small piece of being the body. We're going to look at it a little more intently, and that is the possibility, the opportunity, the mandate, I think you'll see, of we are blessed and sent. So it is an opportunity, but it is also a mandate, and I think we'll see that. Now, all of us have experienced and given simple and ordinary blessings. You guys get them every week. Those smiles and those hugs, those words of kindness and affirmation, actions of care and help, self-sacrifice for the benefit of others, those are all simple and ordinary ways that we give blessings and we receive blessings. Last week, even as we looked at the beginning of ways that we are part of the body, all those things that we mentioned, those are blessings. Those are simple, ordinary blessings. Do you know we're also a blessing with things we don't say, things that could hurt or control somebody, and we choose not to do that, that's a blessing. And when we don't do that action, or that we know that's going to hurt somebody else, we choose not to do that, that's a blessing as well. So blessings can be very simple and ordinary, and I want you to think of that. But being simple and ordinary doesn't in any way diminish the need to have them and the value of them. Because these kind of blessings, they're essential for every single one of us for our well-being. They're essential for the well-being of our society and culture. They're essential for the growth of God's kingdom. So though blessings can be simple and ordinary, there's nothing simple and ordinary about them. Sometimes we get big blessings. When I was 42 years old, I got a big blessing. We were on furlough at that time from Mexico. We were traveling around 35 different churches in 5 months across the United States. It was fabulous. The kids got homeschooled from coast to coast, Canada to Florida, back to Mexico. But when we were in Canada, an elderly aunt, who really was old enough to be my grandmother, came, and afterwards she gave me this blessing. She gave me a picture of myself with my grandmother, her mother, when I was 8 years old. And I had never seen the picture, so I thought that was the blessing. But here was the real blessing. That picture was taken around the time that my grandmother felt that she had received a message from God to pray for me every day. And so from that point on, my grandmother, and then my aunt, and then my cousin was old enough to be my mom, they prayed for me every day from the time I was 8 years old until very recently when my cousin has failing health. But every day, I'm 42 years old and I'm finding out this blessing. And they had recorded many of those. It was such an amazing, overwhelming thing. And my aunt said this to me, "Now, Sherry, that doesn't make you any more special. It just means God knew you needed a lot of prayer." Excuse me. But it was a huge, big blessing. And sometimes, I bet, while you're sitting there, you can think of something in your life. What was a big blessing in your life? The reality is, all of us have really big blessings. All of mankind, all of humankind, received a much bigger and more significant blessing right at the time of creation. And that's what we're really going to look at today. That means all of us have been given really big blessing because we are human. So let's begin by looking at Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. God spoke. This is from the Message, by the way, from those of you who will wonder where this wording came from. God spoke, "Let us make human beings in our image, make them reflecting our nature, so they can be responsible for the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the cattle, and yes, earth itself, and every animal that moves on the face of earth." God created human beings reflecting God's nature. He created them male and female. God blessed them. Prosper, reproduce, fill earth, take charge. Be responsible for fish in the sea and birds in the air, for every living thing that moves on the face of earth. Now, here are some of the big concepts from that verse. They're going to seem pretty obvious, but you'll see that we're going to build off of that for blessings. So, first, Adam and Eve are created in God's image. They're given dominion over all the animals. They're given the gift of relationship with one another. They're given the ability to bear children and then to expand the race over all the earth. They're to reflect God's image while they're having dominion. They're to take charge or to assume control of responsibility of creation. It's going to be the work of humans as they obey God's command to fill and subdue the earth. That's a big responsibility, but it's a blessing. So though the creation itself was good, because remember, every time God created, said, that was good, and it is good, and it is good. So though it was good, the task of exploring and developing its power, it creation's power and potentials, the task of building a civilization, God turned that over to us, his image bearers. It's a little frightening to think about, but that was his plan. This is known as the cultural mandate. When you're reading theology stuff. But for today, I'm going to call it the creation blessing and sending. It's the blessing and sending that we received at creation. So though the fall introduced sin and evil into history, it did not erase this mandate or this creation blessing. That's what God created. It's still valid today. It didn't end. We still bear children. We build families, we spread across the earth. We don't just do this to populate the world, but we do it so we can train up children to know the Lord, to be compassionate, to be Jesus followers, so that the mandate given to us can continue to be replicated into the world. We still tend animals and plant fields. We still construct cities and governments. We still make music and works of art, not because we're so wonderful, but because we have a mandate. We have this blessing from God, and we're created in his image, and we're to be replicating that. So though sin introduced this destructive power into God's created order and his beauty, it did not, and it still does not, negate that mandate. We are still under that. When we're redeemed, and that means when we've accepted Jesus as our Savior and our Lord, and we're not only empowered by the Holy Spirit to stand against the sinful nature within us, we're also restored to fulfill our original purpose. It's always been there, but as we become more Christ-like, we have the ability, the responsibility, the blessing of stepping into that and continue to help to restore back. We're empowered to do what we were created to do, to build societies, to create culture, and in doing so, to restore the created order, to live in and to live out God's blessing upon us. Doesn't it make living more intentional, more beautiful, when you think of the purpose that we've been given? We don't just become born and then we grow and get educated and find a job and start a family. It's all for a purpose. It's all very intentional. So Christians are saved not only from something, sin and penalty, but we are saved to something, to Christ's lordship over our life. This is a huge, important piece to remember. We're not just saved from our sin. We're saved so that we can step into the call upon our life. So only redeemed people, again, that's those of people who have accepted Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. We are filled with the Holy Spirit. Only redeemed people are we filled with the Holy Spirit. And because of that, we can genuinely know and fulfill God's plan. However, all of us know and see people who don't know Jesus Christ, who are doing some really amazing things. They are doing things that really are helping to restore God's created order. They are doing things to expand. They are being creative. Even if they don't know Jesus Christ, it's because of the Holy Spirit work pulling them. It's because they've been created in God's image. So when we see someone who's doing good works for the Lord, it's not, again, out of their own strength. It's because of the strength and skill that the Holy Spirit is empowering them to use, even when God doesn't receive the glory for it. Because God's plan is so much bigger. And if you look and think about Old Testament, New Testament teachings, there's many, many examples of God using people who don't yet know him or who are even against him to take culture where he wants to take it. So, when the blessing and sending, giving at creation, with that blessing and sending, we are meant to work toward the restoration of all of God's creation. This blessing, you know, we talk about being good stewards. This blessing kind of expands that tremendously. Because we're not just supposed to be good stewards. We're supposed to develop and expand, not just tangible things, but attitudes and beliefs, things that will reflect God's will in all areas of our life, in our private and public, in our education, in the community, in work, in politics and law, in science and medicine and literature, art, music, in all areas, we're to be living this mandate out. Everything in our personal and public lives should be seen as part of our responsibility to enact the will of God, to live out the creation, blessing, and sending. Now, I don't know about you guys, but when I finally got this concept a number of years ago, it changed my view of why I live. It changed my view of how to live and my purpose for living. So this mandate, in its most biblical sense, it's our personal responsibility to submit all of our life to God, every aspect of our life. We are to be the salt of the earth. That includes every part and in our culture, in our world, in our jobs. So we're to bring all things, we're to be part of doing that, you guys, under the Lordship of Christ. This is our vocation. It's our calling in life. It's the blessing and responsibility given to us at creation to build societies, to create cultures, to explore and develop, all for God's glory. So, pretty amazing to think that we've been given that clear of a guidance. Here's how to live. Here's why to live. Everywhere. We're going to look a little bit at another verse here in Genesis to see how that got expanded just a little bit. So Genesis 12, verses 1 through 3. The Lord said to Abram, go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. Now, there's lots that we can get from those verses, but we're only going to focus on one thing. Abram, who became Abraham, was blessed to be a blessing. He wasn't blessed just for his own benefit, so his reputation or wealth or influence would become great. It did, and he was. But that was not the purpose. The purpose was so that he would bless others. How many times do we pray and ask for or seek God's blessing to make our life easier, better, more comfortable, about us? And that's not what God's blessings are about at all. When we are blessed, and we are abundantly blessed every day, it's for this purpose, so that it can be passed on and bless other people. So God's aroma, God's image can be expanded. So, just as Adam and Eve were blessed and sent, so are we. Always so that God's creation can be impacted by us, his image bearers. So that his creation will expand and flourish. So his creation, all of creation, will know him. It's pretty amazing, isn't it? Now, the thing is, we can't really look at that and get weighted down by it. We have to look at it and say, oh, this is a blessing. This is something good and positive. This is something to help make my life easier. So here's the big deal I'm going to show us, and I've been implying this. These blessings were not just for Adam and Eve and stopped, nor just for Abraham and stopped. They're for us. And here's what we sometimes do with the Abraham one. Well, that blessing was that Jesus Christ was going to come through his lineage, and through Jesus we're all blessed. True, absolutely true. But it was also that he could continue to bless others. How? Because by the next generation, they learn what they learn from him to glorify God, and they bless out, just like we do. We're going to look at two verses that help us see that this is for us today. Galatians 3, verse 14. He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles, that's us, through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit. And then Ephesians, to continue that on a little bit, and you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with the seal, the promised Holy Spirit. So because we accepted Jesus as our Savior, the Holy Spirit lives in us, we're marked. Because we're marked, we can now see and hear and know God's desires for us. We can see and hear and know this mandate. We can choose to live into this blessing and sending because the Holy Spirit's in us. It's not ever meant to just stay here. It always grows and grows. So in addition to that blessing and sending mandate, we also, in the New Testament through Christ, we receive a second kind of mandate that still very much applies to us. And you guys know this. It's the great commandment. Matthew 22 says, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment of the law?" And Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself." So when we pull these together, here's what we get. We've been created by God for a purpose, to love, care for, and expand his creation. And now, through Christ's life for us and in us, and the Holy Spirit in us, we're to help restore it back. That's the creation blessing. And then we've also been sent by Jesus to not only love God, but to love others with God's love. Now, this should sound very familiar to us, because what do we believe here? Love God, love all people, and follow Christ together. And these verses that we've just been looking at in this mandate gives us a very clear understanding of where those words come from. That's our goal and purpose in life, to love God, love all people, and follow Christ together. We are blessed to be a blessing. Over and over again, we are blessed to be a blessing. But the problem is, there are hindrances in our life that keep us from blessing. And these are going to sound familiar to you. Sometimes when we know the world, and right now there's a lot of things to know because we're constantly being bombarded with all that happens around the world. But when we know the world and its evil, when we know its hopelessness, its negativity, its sarcasm, its competitiveness, its intolerance, its judgment and condemnation, its shaming and ridicule, when we know these things, either because we've experienced them personally or someone we love very much has experienced them, they make choosing to love people a really tough thing to do. So this blessing is a blessing, but it's not an easy thing. The complexity of our living, our calling out, you know, to bless, be a blessing to others and love people at the same time might be one of the hardest things we're ever asked to do. That's one of the tough parts of being a Christ follower. You got to know and see and understand what's going on in the world. And simultaneously, you got to be able to walk aside that and say, I am still choosing to love God and love all people and follow Christ together. But mostly what we do, mostly we step away. Knowing what we know, we mostly step away. Because the darkness and the fatigue from that darkness, it causes us soul pain. I don't know about you guys, but when I watch the news lately, I have deep soul pain. It's easier to give up, to just stop trying, than to bear the pain of that sometimes. And when we do that, we also know what happens. We become cold and uncaring, a little cynical. But twice in Scripture, Jesus is said to have groaned severely in his spirit, because it shows us that even Jesus responded in a manner of deep anguish of his soul against the wrongs of the world. The wrongs still continued. Jesus still continued living as he was living, but he groaned deep in his soul, just like we do. God desires for us to live into this vocation, this calling that he's already blessed us with, even when there is that much pain. Because here's the deal. The story of sorrow and darkness, it's not the whole story of life. There's also wonder and glory. There's joy and meaning. There's good work to be done by each one of us because we have this calling and we're to live into this calling. We all have the same calling, the same vocation. We just have different locations than we're different environments in which to live it out. So again, what is it? Our calling, our vocation, that creation blessing and sending is to receive God's blessing and to pass that blessing on to others, to care for and develop his creation, to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbors, ourselves. We hear it and hear it, but I don't know if we looked at it and said, that's our vocation, that's our calling. We are blessed to be a blessing. But what are blessings? Well, a couple minutes ago as we started, and last week even when we looked at being the body of Christ, we looked at a lot of simple, ordinary blessings. And as I mentioned, they are essential. But we're going to look for just a second more and say, what about a blessing from God? A blessing from God is anything that helps draw us closer to Jesus. Okay, it helps us to relinquish things here that are temporary of this world and to kind of get our eyes focused back on Jesus and things that are eternal. So here's some of God's blessings. That creation blessing and sending that we've talked about to oversee and care for his creation, that's a blessing because it gives us a purpose in life. We don't have to wake up every day and say, why am I living? What's my purpose? Why am I doing my job? All of our jobs are done for the same purpose. We've been blessed with the ability to live in relationship and flourish, even when there's these ups and downs, even when it's tough. We've been blessed with the Holy Spirit to help us do that. And because the Holy Spirit's dwelling in us, we have the ability to love God and to love others. Knowing what we know, we still get to love. We're created in God's image so that we have the ability to come to him and pray and seek him. We've been blessed with ears and a heart so that we can listen compassionately to other people. We've been blessed with energy and a will so that we can serve others. We've been blessed with a mouth and brain so we can speak words of encouragement. These blessings, they equip us to bless others and to live out part of that blessing, to be a blessing to others. He's already shown us how to do it. It's in the everyday, ordinary routines of our life. So our identity as those blessed and sent, how does it get worked out? In the small, simple, ordinary routines of our daily life. Just like last week, the small, ordinary routines of being in relationship to build the body. It's the small, everyday routines that we already do in which we are to live out this mandate. So when we go to meetings, when we're checking our emails, when we're making dinner, when we're mowing the lawn, when we're going to appointments, when we're making phone calls, whatever mundane routine things we do in our life, that's when we're living it in. So fill in the blank. What are simple, ordinary routines of your daily life. Because it's in that time and in those routines that you are to live out this calling, this mandate in your life. We're sanctified or we're made holy, not in the abstract, but through our concrete jobs, our occupation, our place, our role in life. We know that. We grow in our holiness as we live out this mandate, as we practice this, as we put it into practice. We can't live out our blessing in some kind of abstract theory. We seek God and we find him. We become more like Jesus in and through our particular role in life. So, every kind of job or role in life has to be developed. We know that. But it's in that development that we don't just become, oh, have a better, easier job, understand it. We become better people. It's for the good of ourselves and for the culture, for the society, for the church, that we hone our job. Why? So we can be a blessing to others. So we can use our job, our role, our position to further this mandate. So I'm going to give you an example. A few weeks ago, I was out running a whole bunch of errands. I got really, really, really hungry. So hungry that I decided to go through McDonald's drive-thru. And those of you who know me, that was a big choice. So I get to the order place, and I can't tell you the last time that I've sat at one of those places to know what anything was. So I'm asking this poor young man a whole bunch of questions. What's this and what's that? And don't you just have? And he's being so patient and kind with me, unbelievably so. So I pull up to pay him, and I say to him, thank you so much for being so kind and patient with me. And he laughed. He's this 18 or 19-year-old young man. He said, oh, I'm so blessed to have this job. I just got this job, and I'm going to be a dad in 4 or 5 months to a little girl, and I'm learning patience. And so this job gets me opportunity to learn patience. You know? But you see how he was doing exactly what I've been saying here. His job at McDonald's, he just got, so he can save for his little daughter who's going to be born in 4 months. And so he can practice the skills he knows he needs to practice. Do you see the mindset that we get to implement no matter where we are? It was just so beautiful. For those of us who do other kind of jobs, again, we live this out in the smallest of opportunities. So for me this week, I was thinking of it. I have the blessing of having a lot of my grandchildren around us, and I get to see them a lot. But in that, you get to see all stages of their development and all stages of their moods and all stages of their growth. And so this week when I was kind of kneeling down with one of my little grandkids who's crying and wanting to have a temper tantrum, and I'm trying to intervene with this little grandchild, I realized, oh, this is your opportunity right here, Sherry, to live this out. This is your opportunity to be a blessing to this little child. This is your opportunity to spread God's image in this moment. That's how simple it is, you guys. So the day-to-day, simple and ordinary routines of our lives, that's where we live out God's blessing. And that's what we're sent into. We're blessed and sent into the real ways that we spend our hours, nothing contrived. We are part of God's big vision and mission, the redemption of all things through our earthly jobs, through our occupation, through our role, hour by hour, task by task, in the very simple and ordinary routines of life. So, I like ending with questions. Question for you. Knowing what you know about the world, how are you going to live? How are you going to view your job, your occupation, your role in life? And this week, how will you allow yourself to be sent to be a blessing? So I want you to think concretely about that. And through this week, when you're in an awkward situation going, how can I be a blessing right now? How can I right now be used to unfold God's mandate that I am to be helping his created order know him? So last week we ended with a responsive reading, a bunch of scripture about the church. Today we're going to end with a choral reading, meaning we're going to read it all together. And they're confessions of blessings. So as we look at these, you'll see that there are, in very small print, scripture. That's because we're not going to actually read those. I just wanted you to see that these all are from Scripture. So would you join me in reading this together? I am blessed because I have been declared righteous through faith in Jesus Christ. I have peace with God. Because I am Christ, I am Abraham's seed, and I am an heir according to the promise given to Abraham. Because of these blessings and truths, I declare, I have forgiveness of sin. I am no longer a slave to sin. I have Holy Spirit's indwelling so I can love God and others. I am created in God's image, so I have the ability to pray to Him on behalf of others. I am blessed and sent to care for and oversee God's created order. I have the ability to live and flourish in relationship with God and others. I have ears and heart to listen compassionately to others. I have energy and will to serve those in need. I have a mouth and brains to speak words of encouragement. Because I am so blessed, and because God has called me to do so, I choose to be a blessing to others. Let's pray. Father, it's really kind of hard to grasp your great love for us, that you so loved and blessed us that we get to bless others. Father, thank you. Thank you for such a blessing. And Lord, we choose, we desire this very day to step into that and to be your vessels. We desire, Heavenly Father, to spread the aroma of Christ, to be your image bearers, to see, Heavenly Father, all of creation restored back how you would want. Lord, may we glorify you and bless you throughout this week. In Jesus' name, amen.